Are you okay? It's okay, it's okay. I'm here. I'm here. You don't need to be afraid anymore. Shh, shh, shh. It's all right, dear. I know you're terrified, but so am I. Oh, don't cry. Don't cry, honey. Shh, shh, shh. Calm down. Calm down. Shh. Here. Stay still for me. I'm going to cut the ropes off of you. All right. Good job keeping still. Now come sit on the bed and give me a big hug. Sweetie? Oh, is the blood on my jacket scaring you? I can take it off if you want. Sure. Is that better? No? Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I'll put the knife away. Now, can I get a hug? There we go, cutie. Shh, 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 I can feel you trembling. Oh, your whole body is shaking. You must be so terrified. How's that? Was my kiss comforting enough for you? More? My precious boy demanding more kisses. Of course, dear. For you, I will do anything. Such a cutie. Sweetie, I know I came a little late, but did anyone else try to save you? No? You tried shouting and no one came? Oh dear, my poor boy. No one came to help my sweet, sweet boy. Oh, I hate imagining you being alone and helpless. I was a little busy at work and I had no idea that you were trapped like this. I really wish that I could have come home sooner. If I had, then you wouldn't have had this terrifying experience. At least I'm here now, with you safe in my arms. What is it? Oh, the blood? I don't know if I can say this. I think it's best if you don't know. Yeah, it's bad. Very bad. Trust me, you don't want to know. To protect your frail little heart, I need to keep this from you. Oh, please don't give me that look. You know how weak I get when you give me your little puppy dog eyes. All right. To put it simply, a group of people wanted to kill you. But it's for a horrible reason, and you don't want to know. There, that's all I can tell you. No more, okay? Come rest your head on my shoulder. You must be so mentally exhausted from this. Comfortable? Good boy. Do you want a lullaby? I can hum one for you. It'll help you calm down. Like I said, I will do anything for my sweet boy. Just relax and listen to my voice. What is it, dear? Your friends? What about them? I don't know. I don't remember seeing them today. Do you? Oh, you were drinking with your friends in the living room? Well, that's great! You must have had a pretty fun time, huh? Oh, I wish I was there to join you. Really? What happened? You blacked out? How? Did someone hit you in the head? Here, wait, let me see your head. No bruises there. Seems fine to me. I might be guessing here, but I think someone may have spiked your drink. Yeah, spiked. Someone must have drugged you by putting something in your drink. You were drinking, right? Well, then it makes sense that someone spiked your drink. Wait, so did your friends, they tried to kill you? No. There's no way that your friends would do that. It must have been someone else. It could have been your coworker. You know, that one guy, your colleague? He loves to put you through a lot of stress. He shoved all of his responsibilities on you just because you're the new guy. He even threatened to complain about your work to your boss. He really wants you out of the job. Oh, wait, silly me. He died in a hit and run a month ago. Oh, such an unfortunate thing. Someone must have really hated him. He got what he had coming. Good riddance. What was that? Oh, nothing. Hey, don't blame yourself for the bad work. You were under a lot of pressure. I spoke to your boss about it, and thank God he gave you a lighter load. I had to talk some sense into him about your issue. Oh, no, sweetie. I didn't give him a big scolding. I merely gave him a warning, so to speak. No, he's fine. He just needs to make sure that he doesn't do it again, or I'll come after him. Yes, another visit from me. Yes, he'll get a big scolding. But you do not need to worry about that. I will kill him if he messes with my boy. Sorry, who else? Oh, I have no clue, dear. I can't think of anyone who would try to kill you. Let's not talk about this, okay? Let's just change the subject. I'm not hiding anything. I have nothing to hide. Oh, please, not that look again. Your sweet puppy dog eyes are my kryptonite. They're melting my heart and they're making me so weak. You are so adorable. Okay, when I say this, please do not freak out. Here, hold my hand. Promise me that you're going to stay strong for me. Whatever happens, I need you to accept the circumstances and move on. Okay? Promise me? Good boy. The people that tied you up and tried to kill you were the same people that you were drinking with. Your friends. Breathe, honey, breathe. You're panicking. Remember your promise. Just come here. Come here, honey. Take a deep breath. Breathe in and out. Good boy. One more time. In and out. Good boy. Yeah, I know it's crazy, but it's true. One of them must have spiked your drink and then the rest tied you up. They were trying to kill you. And they didn't kill you because they needed me as their audience. They wanted me to see you die. They knew tonight was the right time to do it. Once they trapped you, one of them contacted me, threatening to kill you if I didn't show up in time. I rushed home as soon as I could. And then when I came inside the house, they were all waiting for me. And, before they did anything to you, they tried to touch me. All of them. I was so scared. I struggled to fight them off. The only way I could save myself was to run away. But if I did, then I wouldn't be able to see you again. So I had to do the unthinkable. Yeah, that knife right there. It has the blood of all of your friends on it. And that's why I was covered with blood, too. I fought to save myself. And you. Oh, I'm so sorry, sweetheart. I had no choice. They were your close friends and you cherished them. And I am sorry I broke that bond that you had. Please forgive me. You do? Thank you. I'm really sorry about your friends. I didn't think that they would do such terrible things to you. And they've been your close friends since college, right? You must be so devastated. The friendship that you had with them was fake all along. They were really jealous of you. They tried to get their hands on me. And that must mean that they hate seeing you with me. You know how I asked you out during our college years? Well, they had a crush on me. I thought once I had you, they'd leave me alone. But it seems like they held on to their grudge against you for a long time. They think that you stole me from them. The fact that they took so long to get revenge on you is insane. We need to be careful who we trust. We don't know if any of our friends would do the same. Although I do have my suspicions about somebody. Yeah, there's just one person, and I'm not fully certain of anyone else. I don't know if I can say this. Okay, you remember Sarah? Yeah, that's her. You know how close she was to you? Well, maybe you don't see it the way I do, but she has a motive. I can see it. She may look like one of those innocent, nerdy kinds, but she is way more than that. Those times where she always treats you to lunch or pays for your stuff, she's doing it to get close to you. Her kindness and generosity were her way to get you to adore her. Oh, this must be so hard for you to accept. I can understand that. Trust me. She wants to steal you away from me. She has a thing for you. Oh, I know. You're loyal to me. You would not cheat on me. I know. This is like a girlfriend's intuition. When I saw you with her, I thought, okay, you're just hanging out as friends. But then I started feeling really uncomfortable, like something was going to happen to you. No, it's not jealousy, sweetie. I know when I'm jealous. This is different. I felt a terrible sensation coming from you two. Okay, you don't know this, but Sarah and I, we have a history. Yeah, we've met. I'm sorry I didn't tell you. And the reason why I didn't tell you is because I didn't think that you'd believe me. Sarah and I fought because of you. It was when we started work. There was a time when we bumped into her at the mall and then I just pretended like I didn't know her. But it turns out that I did. So we were working together and she was in a different department than me, but we saw each other often. We still do. And she told me that you're her type. She said that she wants to steal you from me. I need you to listen to me. Stay away from her. Okay? Oh, sweetie. I know what it feels like when the people around you can't be trusted. You're upset, and I get that. We can't trust anyone now. You get me? It hurts, doesn't it? I'm hurt, too. Sweetheart, this world is full of manipulators. We don't know whether they have good intentions or if they really want to be our friend. We need to always watch our back. We cannot trust what we see, feel, or hear. There are so many two-faced people in this cruel, cruel world. And we only have each other to depend on. Our love, that is the only thing that we can trust. So tell me, what are you going to do now? That's right. Stay away from them. Don't trust them. The people around you, are they your friends? Right. They're not your friends. Say it again. Good boy. What happens if they try to get to you? No, you come and find me. There is nobody else for you to find safety with but me. I am your safety net. I'm going to take care of you. No one's going to harm you when you're in my arms. Think of me as your guardian and your protector. You will always be mine to protect. And I'm never going to let you go. Never, ever, ever. I'm yours. I will always be yours, baby. And you shall never let me go. Promise me that you will stay by my side, and I'll do the same for you. Good boy. Since we've agreed on what we should do, we need to establish some rules. Yeah, like what you should and shouldn't do. This is just to protect you. Can we do that? First, you agreed to listen to me, right? Then the first rule is that you will listen to everything I say. No buts, unless there's a perfect reason for it. Second rule, no staying out late. We don't know if any of our friends are going to decide to do anything to you. Late hours are the best time for people to strike their evil plan. So when you're done with work, you come straight home. Third rule, don't trust anyone other than me. We already established that earlier. You can still go about your day normally, but when someone asks you for a favor or to get you to do something with them, you have to refuse. There will be more rules soon, but for now, just stick with these three. And we need to be aware of our surroundings. One more important thing to remember. What happens if you don't obey the rules? There will be consequences if you don't follow them. Very, very terrible consequences. You need to realize that this is serious. So, here's a demonstration. Oh, fuck, that felt good. Are you okay, honey? I'm sorry, was that too hard? Oh, I'm really sorry, but that slap is one of the punishments that you're gonna get if you disobey me. That's what a bad boy gets. You understand all that? Good boy. Hey, don't be upset. This is for your own good. I am doing this because I love you. You love me too, don't you? Oh, that precious look of yours is making me melt. Please don't stop looking at me like that. Ooh, you are making me wet. Fuck this. Lie down. Don't stop resisting. Don't make this hard for me. Did you forget rule number one? Exactly. Now be a good boy and stay still. Is my grip on your arms too tight? It should be. Oh, sweetheart. No one here in this world loves you like I do. All you have is me and me alone. I can't let you get taken away from me. I need you, and I will hurt anyone who dares to mess with my sweet boy. Don't cry, don't cry, don't cry. I didn't mean to scare you. Here, I'll let go of your arms. Come here. Shh, shh, shh. Hush, hon. Don't struggle. Feel that? The flat side of my blood-stained knife pressed against your cheek. If you squirm or struggle, your blood might be mixed in with your friends. Hey, you want to know a secret? I spiked your drink. Confused? Terrified? Was that a lie? Or the truth? Nothing makes sense, does it? Yeah, I killed all of your friends. You can head downstairs and see their lifeless bodies. That is true. But were they actually trying to kill you? Are they really your friends? What about Sarah? Has she really been trying to hit on you? Are all of these stories true? I'm the only one who has all the answers. You need me so that you can find out the answers. You trust me, don't you? You love me? That means whatever I say is the truth, right? Oh, I can see you breaking apart. Your mind is breaking down to pieces. You can't think straight. I might be doing it out of love. I might not. What's true? What's false? You know nothing, and nothing makes sense anymore. You can't find the right answer. The more you try to think, the more it hurts. Is it hurting you? Oh, your judgment is broken. You're afraid of everything and nothing. The most vulnerable state of mind. A state where I can freely control my sweet boy using his love for me. You can't do anything other than listen to my instructions. Your heart is anchored to me, controlling you like a puppet. Look at me. Am I your one true love? Say yes. Oh, good boy! You will listen to everything I say from now on. Okay, sweetie? And just so you know, I do still love you. Oh, my dear boy. Here, let me clean off the blood on your cheeks. You look so handsome. Okay, well, it doesn't look like I need this knife anymore. But I do want to do one last thing with it. You look adorable, my dear. Top and bottom exposed for me. You didn't need those clothes anymore. Yeah, look at me with your puppy dog eyes. You look so fucking cute. I want you to touch yourself. Reach down and pull it out. Good boy. Now be a good boy and stroke it for me. But I want you to look at me as you do it. Good boy. Eyes on me. Pump that beautiful cock of yours. Up and down. Up and down. Don't stop jerking off for me. Fuck. You are making me so horny and wet. My pants are gonna get soaked with my juices. Are you struggling to pump your cock, sweetheart? Nod your head. Good boy. Here, let me help. Lube that up with my spit. That's it. Yep. Spread it all over. Continue your strokes. The many things I can do with your vulnerable state. I don't think you can go to work anymore when you're like this. You are now the perfect pet. I will take care of everything. Oh dear, is it just me or is it hot in here? Oh, is my bra turning you on? Say yes. Do you want it off? That was a quick response. I can see that you still want me. I'm touched. Of course I'll take it off. Ooh, you're stroking faster now. You're excited. But slow down. We don't want it to end too early. My big, round, succulent pair of gorgeous breasts. All for my dear boy's pleasure. Oh, yes, stare at them. Keep stroking as you look at them. Sweetie, my underwear is soaked. You did this to me. Do you think I should touch myself? Nod your head or say yes. Good boy. Sliding my hand near my juicy pussy. Grazing past my clits. Fingers in. Fuck. Let's masturbate together, hun. Watch me touch myself. You love seeing me slip my fingers in and out, don't you? Keep your eyes on me, dear. I am getting feral. I own you. Eyes on me. Don't look away. Bad boy. We're having a good time here. Don't ruin this special moment. Do you want to be a good boy for me? Say yes. Good. Keep stroking. Fuck. You look so hot, sweetie. Ooh, keep that cock nice and hard for me. Leak that precious pre-cum all over that cock. Ooh, I'm going to get to taste it later. You look so fucking adorable stroking your cock. Ooh, I need it in my mouth. I need it. Ooh, it turns me on so much. Stop stroking. Hands off. I am going to use my soaked fingers and spread it all over your cock. From base to the tip. Circling around and around, the palm of my hand resting on the tip and slowly gripping. Oh, nice moan. You like it when I squeeze the tip with my hands? Of course you do. Up and down, up and down. Your cock is all wet with my spit, your pre-cum, and my juices. I love how it glistens under the light. And the way you moan with every pump. Oof, music to my ears. I'm still trying to process my domination over you. Your body, your voice, your obedience. They are all mine to control and play with. This cock will be the first thing I'll play with and pleasure myself with. Relax, sweetheart. Enjoy this moment with me. Be a good boy and moan your heart out for me. Keep your fucking hands off of my head. I am in control here. Good boy. You do not order me around, all right? This cock is mine to manipulate. I will do whatever I fucking want with your cock. If you want to use your cock on me, you need my permission first. Got it? Good boy. Let's speed it up a little and get it deeper into my throat. How's that, sweetheart? You like this? Good boy. Lay still and put your arms up for me. It's time for me to take off my panties. You want to see my drenched and dripping wet cunt? Don't be scared. I'm just going to hold your arms down. You're going to be safe with me. You trust me, don't you? Good boy. Now give me your arms. Arms! I'm just going to hold them above your head and sit on top of you. Oh, look at you, vulnerable and weak beneath your strong and powerful girlfriend. I have been itching to dominate you for a long, long time. We've only had sweet and romantic sex on the bed for years. I wanted more. I want to be rough with you. I want you beneath me. I want to make you submit to me. I'm going to start moving my hips, sweetie. And you better not move. Good boy. Pinning you down and grinding my cunt on your hard and fully erect cock. Just a tease for my dear slut. Fuck! You love this, don't you, dear? You want your thick cock inside my wet cunt, don't you? Yeah, you do. Such a slut. Calling you a slut turns you on even more. I should call you lots of different pet names. My slutty boy. My whore. My fuck toy. You like it when I call you names? You don't? How fucking rude. Bad boy. You love me calling you names. Say it. Say it. Good boy. I know that you still love me and you still want me, even if you're hurting and even if I broke you into a million pieces. I'm gonna keep on grinding. I know you want this, baby. I know you want this. My dear slut. I can feel you wiggling your hips into me. Are you desperate to be inside of me? Then listen. I want you to give me your cum. Breed me. Give me your babies. And every single drop of your cum. Do you understand? You look terrified. What's wrong? Is it wrong for me to want to get pregnant? We're a couple, aren't we? We love each other. Let's have babies. What's that? I never heard you say no. Silent means consent, right? Oh, yes, 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 yes. I am gonna hold you down so fucking hard, you're gonna squirm and squeal and scream and shout out in pain as I fuck you and get all of your fucking cum. Fuck yeah, just like that. Yes, fuck. Scream for me, scream! Ugh, good boy! Ugh, yes, yes, yes! Ugh. This is what I've always wanted to do! Ugh. Fucking you hard into submission! Ugh. Dominate you until you pass out! Ugh. What? I can't hear you! Ugh. Scream my name louder! Ugh. Make me hear my name! Good boy! You are my fucking pet now. You are mine.
Mine.
Mine. Only mine. Only mine. I'm the only fucking person you're gonna talk to from now on. The only person you're gonna spend time with. I am your whole fucking world. Oh dear. Does it hurt you too much? You're tearing up. Don't cry. Don't cry. You're a strong boy, right? Tell me you're a strong boy. Say it. Yes, you are, sweetie. Say it again. Good boy. I'm gonna fuck you hard again. So stay strong for me and give me your babies, okay? I don't want to see any tears from you. Good boy. Submit your body to me. Give everything to me. Scream in pain, but don't cry. Are you enjoying it? Nod your head. Good boy. You are such a good slut. Yes. Fucking give it to me. I want your hot, sticky seed inside of me. Your babies will be safe inside of my womb. Yes. Come on, I need your cum. I need to drain you. I need your babies. I need them. Good boy. Ooh, I can feel you throbbing and pulsating in me. Be a good boy and give me your babies. Your mistress needs your cum. Fuck, I am so close, sweetheart. Oh, I'm gonna come soon. Just pump your seed into me. All of it. Give me all of your babies. I'm gonna come, sweetie. Give it to me. Give it to me. Yes, yes, yes. Good boy. Good boy. Yes. Give me your cum. Yes. Good boy. Oh, come here. No, that wasn't so hard, was it? Lay your head on my chest. I'm gonna hold you in my arms. Good boy. Relax and catch your breath. Did you enjoy it? I certainly did. Yeah, close your eyes. Fall into a deep slumber. Listen to my sweet voice and fall asleep. Sleep, sweetie, sleep. Just so you know, I planned all of this. The death of your friends was to get you worked up. Convinced you with lies about them trying to kill you. I told her that you're broke, which is why she helped you pay for so many things. I used our love to build an immense trust and filled you with a mixture of truths and lies to break your mind. All this for me to control you. You are mine. My pet to love and play with. I own you. I will protect you. I will kill anyone who dares to touch you, my dear broken boy. I love you.